We are going to see in Libya a variety of moves on behalf of the regions, should it be in the east, but possibly also in the south and in the west, demanding autonomy. These demands will basically create crisis with the central government, which has not yet been defined. And it is very important for the United States and the Europeans to be aware that Libya is now in a transitional phase that could generate more crisis than before.
The autonomy idea may not be popular, as evidenced by protests yesterday in Tripoli and Benghazi, but with a weak central government, the NTC, how does this one work out?
Well, the NTC basically in the power in Tripoli is in the hands of the Islamists. They are backed by forces, sympathizers to the jihadists. And of course, you have the remnant of the former regime trying to foment trouble as well. So what we're going to see is basically that the new regime in transition in Tripoli would try to push back against the demands of autonomy. They will be concerned that if it starts in the eastern parts of Benghazi, it may move to other areas, to Barqa, to the south, to the Toubou tribes, and possibly to the Amazigh. And it is also a possibility that tribes that were supportive of Gaddafi may also demand some sort of political autonomy in their area. What we're going to see is a struggle between the central regime, now controlled by the Islamist militias, and all those who are against them.
At what extent do the tribal nature of Libya play into all this?
The tribal gatherings of Libya are the founding blocks of Libya. Remember that this country has been put together under a monarchy by a federation of tribes from the east, from the center, and from the west. Those tribes have been unified first by the monarch, and then Gaddafi took over from the monarch in a coup d'etat. And he was the unifier by force. Now, the Islamist militias are thinking of unifying Libya with an ideology, which is Salafism. This is not going to work with the tribes because they do not interpret Salafism as basically their unifying force. They would like to see a decentralized, maybe a federal system, whereby their rights will be recognized by a constitution, not by Sharia.
There are those who argue that maybe the anti-Gaddafi forces that ousted the long-reigning leader, maybe they are not ready to take power yet without addressing such issues. Do you share that view?
Well, the anti-Gaddafi forces were a coalition mostly of Islamist forces and also of remnants, dissidents of the Libyan army and of tribes who are opposed to Gaddafi, in addition to ethnic minorities. This is a very vast coalition of forces which unfortunately did not have enough time to hold a conference to create the foundation of a new Libyan republic. What happened a couple of months ago is that the head of the Islamist forces from the microphone in Libya declared that the country is going to be an Islamist state. This is not what most Libyans wanted. So now you're going to see more and more opposition, either by tribes or by ethnicities, to the Islamist regime. They need to move towards a conference that would declare a pluralist democratic state where all forces, including the Islamists, would be represented. But to declare it as an Islamist regime without consulting with other minorities is going to create trouble.
With these divided tribal groups and calling for autonomy and with a weak central government, how do you see the international community exerting pressure or influence on the unity of Libya?
The international community missed an opportunity that was in the beginning of the rebellion when they should have partnered in Benghazi and in other areas with the democratic and secular forces and put pressure on the Islamist militias to coalesce with them. That was not done. So those who control Tripoli today are the Islamist militias, and they have allies in Egypt and in Tunisia. They will not accept, basically, to share power with tribes or with minorities. So the international community may well now call on an international conference for Libya, as the other conferences have been done for Afghanistan or Iraq, and invite outside of Libya the representatives of all tendencies, including Islamist, secular, ethnic minorities, and tribes.